Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Pinchas. In this week's Parsha, as we know, it's really a continuation of last week's Parsha, how Pinchas sees an incredible Avla, incredible Chilul Hashem. He acts upon that Chilul Hashem using the dangerous and potent Midah of Kina. And Hashem rewards him. There's much to talk about that subject, not in the purview of this Sem Torah, but the reward that Pinchas receives is Brit Kehunat Olam. He also gets Shalom, but he also gets Brit Kehunat Olam. He becomes a Kohen. And it's a very powerful experience and a very powerful procedure that a person who is not born a Kohen becomes a Kohen, Pinchas. If we were to explore this a little bit further, we have to go back many, many parshiot, all the way back to Parshat Emor. It's in Vayikra Chaf Aleph. And in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, the Torah begins by saying, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon, v'yamarta alehem, l'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav. This is the Parshat Emor, that deals with the halachot of Kohanim. They cannot become Tamei, they can't have Mum, etc., etc. But that first opening pasuk is very odd. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon, tell the Kohanim b'nei Aharon, v'yamarta alayhem l'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav. Something's missing. Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Kohanim, the children of Aharon, v'yamarta alayhem, and tell them l'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav. So it's very strange. What is Moshe supposed to tell Aharon? And perhaps one can suggest that that pasuk in Emor is really referring to two separate things. The second command is the commandment of Lenefesh lo yitama b'yamav. You're not allowed to become Tameh if you're a Kohen. But the first thing, the first command, the first message that Hashem tells Moshe that he must tell the Kohanim, Emor la Kohanim, what? B'nei Aharon. Tell them that you are the children of Aaron. Remember that you are B'nai Aaron. And remember that you have to be reminded that the reason for your special status is because you are Aaron's sons. And since you are the sons of Aaron, you have an obligation. You have an obligation to act in a holy fashion, and it has to correspond to the image of Aaron and to the whole, so to speak, dynasty of Kahuna. They are noble men. They are sons of the first noble man called Aharon. And their sanctity, their Kedusha, comes from this Yichus. And we've talked about that in the past in previous Sem Torahs, how what that means and why that's unique and compared to all other kinds of kavod and all other kinds of statuses in the Torah. But this is a very important component to remember. You have to remember that your becoming a Kohen has nothing to do with you. You have to remember that you becoming a Kohen is because you are B'nai Aharon. Period. However, we open our Parsha, Parshat Pinchas, and we learn something slightly different. As opposed to what we heard in Sefer Vayikra and Parshat Emor, that you have to remember that you are B'nai Aharon. Period. You didn't do anything for it, you didn't earn it, nothing. But in our parasha, in Sefer Bamidbar, where we talk about the B'nai Yisrael learning the tricks of the trade, what it means to be B'nai Yisrael before they enter Eretz Yisrael, and specifically in Parshat Pinchas, we have an emphasis of something else completely. We have an emphasis that Pinchas achieves the status of Kahuna because he defended Hashem, because he saw a Chilul Hashem and he had to create a Kiddush Hashem. And that ended up bringing a kapara for all of B'nai Yisrael. For Pinchas, his kahuna was a reward for the benefit that he brought to the whole nation. And he became a Kohen as a result of his relationship with the nation, but also with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what we see here is that there are really two sources for the authority of Kohanim. One is from above, separate from the nation, unrelated to the nation, unrelated to the person's individual accomplishments. That's Parshat Emor. But there's another level of kahuna, another component, another aspect of a Kohen's kedusha and value, as it were, and that stems from the strength of the nation. That stems from the strength of the person. That strength stems from the strength of one's own accomplishments and one's own achievements, and that comes from our Parashat Pinchas. And there is a benefit to having both. There is a benefit from the fact that, to be had from the fact that kahuna can come totally separate from Bnei Yisrael, totally separate from the person's individual accomplishments. In order for the Kohanim to have the strength to teach the people, they must be on some level external to the nation. They are literally kadosh. They are literally separate. There's a separate side, and it's needed to teach the people, to raise the people up to a high level. And that's really what's emphasized throughout Parshat Emor. And as I mentioned, it's mentioned, we've talked about this in other Semtoras. It's the separate aspect of the Kohanim and the way that they're not involved in the normal crises of life. They don't know about death, since they're not allowed to become Tamei. They don't have financial worries, since they're given Matnot Kahuna. They're given Truma. They're not used to these financial concerns that everybody else has. They also don't have the concerns of owning property, Marba Nechasi, Marba Daga. And these are the things that a Kohen, so to speak, is removed from the people. And the epitome of this removal is the Kohen Gadol himself, who does not even see death, chas v'shalom, and experience death in his immediate family. Nothing to do with death, nothing to do with what most people deal with. On the other hand, we have our Parshat Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar. And that component of a Kohen discusses and deals with and addresses the exact opposite. How a leader, and specifically a Kohen, cannot only be separate, cannot only be removed. He has to struggle with the people's struggles. He has to be challenged with the people's challenges. He has to know how to, what it means to be stressed, and to rise above that. And it's within this framework that Pinchas became a Kohen, because of his relationship with the people, with the nation, and he was able to give them help. He was able to relate and rise above it. His kahuna stemmed from the contact that he had with the nation as a whole, including all the different kinds of people that we have. And it is these two components that are necessary for Kohanim, and it's these two components that are necessary for every leader in Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, a recognition that you're apart, you're separate, and there's a certain God-given gift that you've received that requires you to take the mantle of leadership. And sometimes, yes, there is a certain component of being removed from the nation. But at the same time, chas v'shalom, we can't be only removed, and we can't always be removed. We also have to have a component of leaders that are know what it means to be, so to speak, regular persons, what it means to be part of the people. Imo anochi b'tzara. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoche to become leaders like that, to follow leaders like that, and especially this time in our nation's history with the pressures and the stresses and the concerns of everything going on in Eretz Yisrael now, and the concerns of Achenu Beit Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and the Chayalei Tzahal, may we be zoche to leaders leading us in the direction and the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that they are here for us, helping us, Emir Tzah Hashem, making right decisions, maybe Zocha, to safety, security, Sim Shalom, Bezat Hashem, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a Shabbat Shalom.